on a second. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, I intentionally left out trans. I don't know if any of this hilarity is being recorded yet. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And by ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean trans. 120 slow mode is needed, COD. Well, we can also just, hey, I like 33 second mode. If we have to, we can go members only in a little bit, but I'm really enjoying, I think 33 second mode is really funny. Hi, everybody. Today's episode is called LeBron James Takes a Cheap Shot at the Bears. Mountain Bear responds. Everybody. Yeah, let's go as long as we can without making it members only. I like to let the people talk. But as soon as it gets either... Should we slow it down? Right, now it's 33 seconds plus followers only. Oh, okay. Looking good, BB. You as well. Oh, and you can gift each other members... It's $3. This is not a scam, guys. It's a way to weed out the trash. What's up, BB? Good morning, Bears. Good morning to you as well. A longer delay is just to read better. I know, KO Bear. No, I mean, you're right. I lately have been obsessed with the number 33. Like, I keep just randomly being like, just using that as the example, just to see if anybody spirals and they're like, Illuminati confirmed. I can't afford membership. Well, hopefully someone can send you one. Coddington. We should start an account as well where we can gift good bears that we know who they are, that we can gift memberships if needed. Coddington Bear is the only... Like, I don't touch any of this stuff anymore because I don't like... let's do 66-second slow-mo. That's funny. That'll work. That'll still make people spiral in a really funny way. But most people get the joke and they find it insanely... They find it very funny. Okay, today's episode is a good one. I'm down to do that. Okay, so if anybody for some reason can't start an account on here, like really don't take advantage. Coddington Bear will discern. If we know who you are and stuff and you've been here and you like chatting and stuff and there is an actual reason you can't become a member, Coddington Bear will hook it up. Because it's not about... getting rid of, when I say trash, I'm talking about the bots and the gammas and all that stuff. I'm not talking about people that can't afford it. You know, it's $3. And if you want me to help you with your finances, I can show you how to save $3 a month. 6 million seconds. So all right, anyway, so I'm not going to look at the chat for a little bit because I got to stay focused because today's a really funny one. First off, this is very heartwarming. Someone sent me this. Just thought I'd share this picture of my 92-year-old grandmother watching Big Bear. I help take care of her, and she watches Owen with me almost every day. She gets it. Based granny. Yeah, I'm starting to think that my main demographic is 92-year-olds. I think the silent generation is my, like, go-to audience. 6 million second slow mode. We're also going to talk about the protocols of the Elders of Zion today. Some of my thoughts on it. I've never discussed it before. It's pretty dark, but I think I have some insight to it. Might as well. A lot of people don't even know it exists. All right. So anyway, LeBron James is a multimillionaire, and he obviously watches the streams because just yesterday. He posted this just to rub it in. Here we go. 1 second. He really did post this. And I believe. Listen, you can say it's not in response to the Bears changing Urban Dictionary so that Bike Thief literally. Let me show you something real quick. Bike Thief, according to the Urban Dictionary. Black people, because everyone knows only black people steal bikes. Hey, this is in context. Hey, that bike thief is stealing my bike. Someone shoot him. Granted, that's a little aggressive. I don't believe that you should be shot for stealing a bike, but you should be reprimanded and shamed. And the bike should be returned. So I think LeBron James had enough, and he wanted to take a little passive-aggressive, little ankle-biting shot at the Bears. Watch this.
You might think it's just a bike. But you'd be surprised how far it can take you.
Oh, we know. Oh, we know LeBron. Look at those things.
Bike is freedom.
Pay for it. Pay for the bike.
Bike is opportunity.
Yeah, we know. Just real quick, we know that the bike is freedom and the bike is opportunity. You want to know what else the bike is? LeBron, it costs money.
Whether you're a kid from Akron or New York, it can take you all the way to wherever you want to be. And maybe one day, you'll look back on it all and think, it all started with a bike.
I know it did. Look at this taunting thief. Look at him. He's like, ha ha, ha ha, I got your bike, ha ha. Notice the lack of whites in the entire video. This is, guys, LeBron is tricky. He is a dying laughing. Yeah, this is very funny. No, there's no locks in this entire thing, and there's no whites. It's just blacks, unlocked. Unlocked! Watch this again. No whites.
You might think it's just a bike.
Only blacks. Look at that. Look at that bold thief. And you, like, what they don't show you is the white kids behind, like, my bike! My precious bike!
A bike is freedom.
Yeah, we know. We know how you think.
A bike is opportunity.
Ugh.
Whether you're a kid from Akron or New York, it can take you all the way to wherever you want to be. And maybe one day, you'll look back on it all and think.
Yeah, we know. It all started with a bike, and then everything was free after that for these people. Look at him.
It all started with a bike.
Oh, it all started for me with a bike, too. See, the other side to this is it all started with a bike with me as well. Except I was on the other side. I wasn't a taunting, smiling black who just stole the bike. I was the one who was stolen from. And ever since, anyone else pick up on the bike thief gospel in the background? Yeah, and how they're playing it backwards at points because that's Luciferianism? Yeah, of course. We all picked up on it. All right, anyway, I'm smiling. Yeah, this is very, it's very funny that he just posted this. Hey, LeBron, your criminal career started with a bike. We get it. LeBron's a piece of shit. I know. So the Bears don't take things lying down. I think we all know that by now. So Mountain Bear responded, the only way Mountain Bear knows how, by crushing. Everyone knows that LeBron James has went gay for Obama many times. He was always promoting Obama. Oh, Obama, put it in my bummer. Oh, bummer. And so Mountain Bear hit LeBron back where he knew it would hurt. We can't get the bikes back. LeBron now has security. But what we can do is hit him where it hurts, and Mountain Bear knows exactly how to do that. So this is Mountain Bear's newest creation. It's called The Day Obama Couldn't Lie.
Wait a minute, he's a homo? Are you kidding me? We've put so much time into this guy. What do we do? Well, I can keep banging the butts. No, the American people are not ready yet for a man that's married to a man. We need time. So who are these guys that you bang? Well, one's named Gary.
Okay. Now let's start this again real quick. Guy in the Bear, put on the members only chat, please. I just took a peep in there and some of the people just... If you don't understand how funny what I just showed you was, you can be here, but you don't get to talk. And by the way, any saloon, we run a saloon. I'm a proprietor of a gravy saloon. This is a gravy bar. No more, no less. It's a bar that ladles gravy. So what happens when you go to a bar sometimes? There's a cover at the door, right? There's a bouncer. There's a bouncer at the door, and like a sometimes they charge $20. Sometimes they charge $5 For what? To go in a dumb bar and listen to a dumb band. We charge three a month. Oh, and by the way, unauthorized.tv, become a member there. That's the important one. This one doesn't really matter as much. But I am a proprietor of a gravy saloon. I'm working the door. I used to be a bouncer at a bar in Oswego, New York, where I'm from. Old City Hall. And $3 for a month of gravy. Want to know what it does? It keeps out the riffraff. All right, now let's watch this again. It's a gravy bar. Here's Mountain Bear crushing. Well, good call, Gary.
Wait a minute. He's a homo? Are you kidding me? We've put so much time into this guy. What do we do? Oh, I can keep banging the butts. No, no, no. The American people are not ready yet for a man that's married to a man. We need time. So who are these guys that you bang? Well, one's named Gary. Okay, Gary's got to go. Oh, that's a bummer. I liked Gary's anus. You know, my dad, he left my family when my mama was pregnant with number two. Went to Harvard, and he bailed there. Stole a bike.
Ah!
All about the bikes.
Love it.
I'm in Chicago doing the plane. But Barack, these guys all say you've been like banging them in their ass. Yes, I did. The anus seems to work with me. The people that own me are fucking crazy. They're obsessed with black and white duality. I don't know why. I think they're retarded. A lot of incest, a lot of money, a lot of pedophilia. I married a dude. Everyone thinks it's a trick. I want people to know what to do. So, I think I've earned it. I'm going to see Michael a couple times. Most people won't catch it. The ones who catch it, they'll be alienated from their Thanksgiving dinners. But I'm going to do it because I like dudes' dicks in my butt. Bomb Syria for you. Bomb Iraq. I'll ironically take the peace prize, and then I'll keep bombing people. And I'll force people into a lot of shit they don't want to do. Kind of like anal. I like football, just like every average American. I started off as a tight end, then became a wide receiver. That's an old joke in the bathhouses that I like to frequent that my handlers got real upset about because the people weren't ready for it. But now they got Pete Buttigieg and everyone rejected it. So they had to frantically rewrite the script.
So good. Okay, we got a Kung Fu Bear sent me something really, really funny and good. Because we have to find a purpose for the gamma. You can't just get mad at stuff. You have to find a purpose. Like mold became penicillin and cheese. You know, there's all kinds of uses for, you know, like the chicken poop. Great manure. All right, so let's talk about the purpose of the gamma. Gammas might be underutilized, says Kung Fu Bear. Everyone needs a purpose, correct? Other than be generally annoying and throw meaningless adult tantrums in chat rooms, which is new for me. I've never been in a chat until yours. What do gammas do more than any other life form on the realm or in the game? They masturbate to the pornos. Please keep reading. As someone who definitely engaged in a fair amount of thumbnail scanning at a rapid pace, I'll leave any personal Kung Fu Bear admissions here. The only positive this deplorable behavior of contributed to in modern life was an uncanny ability to define patterns, object and specific details in NASA photos. All photos and most motion pictures, actually, latent for sure, but likely honed in total filth, unfortunately. The gammas could be extremely high level at pattern recognition, thumbnail, euphemism detection, gravy codes hidden in plain sight. If given a better, less wasteful purpose. Gammas, go find the gayest NASA photo. Gammas, go find the most homoerotic 9/11 memorial. Reward with unbanning or token subscription or something. Who knows what they'll come back with? It could be incredible. As a breed, they are like greyhound perverts, which may be part of the making Stan work for you kind of shit, Satan work for you kind of shit. Ever think like that? I think that's absolutely brilliant. So this is what I propose. Kung Fu Bear is so funny. Yeah, he's a legend. He's a national treasure. I think the gammas do serve a purpose. That the amount of the mind-blowing amount of pornography they've combed through makes them so good at seeing. I don't know. Maybe they're not useful. I mean, that just sounds disgusting the more I think about it. But here we go. This is something that we have reward with unbanning. So funny. Yeah, exactly. Mold also makes cornflakes and frosted flakes. Can't remember which. Yeah, I don't recommend eating either of those. Your Reddit should switch to focusing on asset. Yeah, they obsess over me being a fraud, right? A guy who blatantly isn't a fraud. Like, provably, objectively, even the chickens like me. Yeah, you want to see where what they're all doing right now? Look at them. I'm just going to set up bleachers for the chickens. All right, that's a good, some nice greenery back there. Maybe see some birds. Angry birds? No. Good vibes birds. I'm going to make a game for the phone called Good Vibes Birds. Florida doesn't get snow. Right. Gamma's actually fine. Yes, but we need to give them a new direction. We need to give them purpose. We can't just say, be gone, gammas. I mean, we can, and it is fairly effective, but like, why not have everything work for you? Like, when you have a homestead, you try and create an energy cycle where everything's working for everything. You know what I'm saying? Hey, bud. Your outfit is awesome. No, you look really cool, buddy. Have fun. All right, love you guys. Love you, buddy. Have fun. Crush! Angry birds creep me out. Do you need bleachers? Chickens wait to be ladled to gravy. What are we talking about? Greyhound perverts. Yeah, they are greyhound perverts. They just... Like, a gamma male will figure out how to... A gamma male figure out how to beat off to anything, right? And that's what they do. So, like, a mission that hang on, send them on their way, give them a nickel. Right, but we can use them. It's not that I have an inability of fencing off the garden, if you know what I mean. I can keep out the problems. This is my kind of saloon. I love it, Homestead Bear. When you run a homestead, the thing you're always looking for is energy cycles. Like, nothing should go to waste. Like, alpaca manure, chicken manure, rabbit manure, they all have different minerals and nutrients in them. And then the food we eat goes to the compost, the water, you know, like, everything has a role. You crop rotate, you plant certain crops to bring nitrogen back into the soil, your grandmother, you plant other plants to take it out. Right. So the gamma has a purpose. And that purpose is figuring out the gayest NASA video. So we have a few gay NASA photos. Like, for example, this is what Time Magazine chose to show Buzz Aldrin. Coming out of the, as you can see, it's a tree fort for meth addicts that they claim landed on the moon. It's just undershots of his ass. Aren't most gammas IRS agents? No. Weaponized gammas are 33% as useful as weaponized autists. No, they're about 1% as useful. But if you want to find shots like this, where it's like, gammas, bring back images of NASA, except something that is perverse. Because the average man, the normal man, wouldn't look at this picture and think, anus. But a gamma would. And so then you start thinking, why did NASA sexually exploit Buzz Aldrin like this? Like, why wouldn't they just take a picture of him without just that? It looks like they're doing like an undershot. It's like an upskirt type shot that only a gamma. It's so obvious how fake that is. I can't believe I didn't see it before. It's all right. Everyone fell for it. Gammas need to use their spiritual bitchiness persistently. The only gammas. I want gammas to work for me. And I'm being dead serious. Gamma force. I don't, you know, it's like I see these Reddits about me and stuff, and it doesn't make me angry at all. I don't even check them. Every now and then someone will like send me something and they're like, Big Bear, you got to go to war with Gay Guy 69, or I'm gay for Star Wars 69, 33, And I'm like, no, this is mold. You're looking at mold. So the way I view things, I make my own cheese, guys. I milk our own goats, and then me and Amy, mostly Amy, we make cheese out of it. And then now we're looking at harder cheese and the use of mold and stuff like that. So mold itself isn't just bad. It's only bad if it's like on your liver or your eyes. So what I plan on doing with these gammas, because weaponized autists, omegas, sigmas, some of these guys in these like kind of outskirt categories, they're amazing at doing just great work. Like they can categorize and just figure stuff out. The gamma is good at only one thing, and that's masturbating to pornography. So the thing I want to do is get them on board. So if I have a mission where I say, Gammas, listen to me, the Big Bear. I want you to find images where NASA sexually objectifies Buzz Aldrin. Boom. It's in my inbox. Bye, guys. Because it's a win-win. You know, someone like me gets more gravy for the bears. And the gammas get to beat off again. Moldy liver, not so good? No. I think it's just that we never looked that closely. It's not like we weren't stupid. Okay, I'm about to explain to you. All right, let's talk about the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Don't just freak out about Jews, guys. This was written in the early 1900s. Zionism is a pretty evil concept. They're really bad people. Okay? A lot of Jews don't even know what this is. You know, so it's kind of like if I read to you, like let me read to you a quote right now, just to set this up so people don't just emotionally engage and freak out. One second, ladies and gentlemen. I care about you guys. One second. But I'm going to read to you some stuff that'll make your life seem a lot more, you'll understand it a lot more. Because that's the point. I'm not here to get people sad or angry. There's enough of that in the world, and it's really garbage. Like, me and Vox just had a great conversation this morning about goat skin for books. You know? That's what dudes like us talk about. Just enjoyable things. It's not just like, Protocols of Zion! But I want to address this because it'll help you understand why science is so horrible. I can't find it. Of course, it's all buried. Okay, like, for example, Churchill has some of the like the most disgusting quotes you'll ever hear. Winston Churchill has quotes like, "I love bombing. I love war. It makes me thirsty for blood." Like the guy's a psycho. That doesn't mean you hate all British people or Americans because they fought with Winston Churchill. There's quotes of Churchill saying, "Hitler doesn't want war, but I do, and I will rest at nothing until he until." You know, the babies are screaming. It's insane. Okay? So apply that to the Jew. And I know sometimes it's difficult, but my Jewish friend I talked to last night, he doesn't even know these things exist. Okay, here's a conversation I had with Dave Weiss last night. Well, Weiss knows this exists, but I'm talking about another Jew. So last night he said, "If you have another boy, I'm assuming you know that circumcision is the most heinous thing you can do to a baby boy. Please tell me you know." I wrote, "Me and my sons all have intact weens. We know what you Jews are up to." And he wrote, "Thank God. Circumcision by itself is enough to hate Jews." I said, "Hate's a strong word, but it's enough to feel like Hitler did absolutely nothing wrong." He said, "I stand corrected." So one of the most anti-circumcision guys I know is a Jew. So this is... Because what I'm about to show you is really bad. I'm setting this up so that it doesn't just give the reaction. Okay. This is the... where is it? This is what the goals of the Protocols of Zion were, and this is from the early 1900s. One, and they were pretty successful. Banish God from the heavens and Christianity from the earth. Two, allow no private ownership or property or business. Three, abolish marriage, family, and home, encourage sexual promiscuity, homosexuality, adultery, and fornication. Four, completely destroy every thought of patriotism, national sovereignty, individualism and private competitive enterprise system. These are the people that started World War I and World War II. Just FYI, that's who they are. And it's not Jews. It's a small group of people that I don't even, they hated God. So let's just continue. Establish a one-world government through which the Jewish elite can rule the world. All other objectives are secondary to this one supreme purpose. Now, understand all the Jews that went along with this got bamboozled. Because they're not sitting at the table with the... There's like 20 guys that got all the power. Six, take all prayer and Bible instruction out of schools and introduce pornography, vulgarity, and courses in sex. Check. If they can make one generation of any nation immoral and sexy, they can take that nation. They accomplished that. Nine, circulate vulgar pornographic literature and pictures and encourage the unrestricted sale and general use of alcoholic beverages and drugs to weaken and corrupt the youth. Joe Rogan? Check. 10. Foment, precipitate, and finance large-scale wars to emasculate and bankrupt the nations and thereby force them into a one-world government. Check and check. 11. Secretly infiltrate and control colleges, universities, labor unions, political parties, churches, patriotic organizations, and governments. These are direct quotes from their own right. All right, so I'm about to read you one section of it. Wouldn't they be the Gamma Force? Hitler was just trying to save the world. I wouldn't go that far, guys. But here's the thing. The guys that did this are all dead. They accomplished what they wanted, and now we're rebuilding. That's where we're at. Okay, and if y'all want to understand why it's so important that people like me and Weiss and Sage Akwe and Ali Damagard and just all these people that are on the outskirts, you know, Jaronism. I can go on and on with people that are doing, they're observing with their Crow 777. We're observing with our eyes and we are reporting what we see and we're trying to figure out the nature of reality. Well, people say, how dare you? Science. This is a direct quote from the Protocols of Zion. And I didn't want to talk about all this stuff because I don't want people to misguide people. I feel a strong responsibility to you guys. Don't put your energy towards Jews. I know that sounds crazy. There is even an argument that this is just what this group of people did, and many, many Jews also fell for it. We're all in this together, trying to dig our way out of the true dark ages that started around the beginning of the 1900s. Okay. This is a quote. And by the way, they view us as way below the bike thief. The Goyim are not guided by observations in history, but on theories about how the world is supposed to work. They don't bother to check whether those theories are true or not. So don't trouble yourselves with them. Let them amuse themselves until the final hour strikes. Don't be scared. The final hour struck before you were born. We're now rebuilding. Again. Let them organize their beliefs around scientific theories. We are constantly using our media to have blind Goyim have confidence in these theories. The intellectuals of the Goyim will fill their minds with scientific theories without questioning its validity or its usefulness. Our agent specialists carefully determine what type of knowledge the intellectuals receive, and in this way, we can steer their mind in any direction we want. Want to hear another quote? The Goyim are so brainwashed, they believe fighting against their own genocide is anti-Semitism. It's part of the script. Right. It's not. I can read the code a little bit these days. A ticket is to read this and get really mad at Jews. And that isn't true. There is layers of deception upon layers of deception upon layers of deception. You don't know exactly who did all this. You know that a lot of Jews were part of it. A lot of Jews profited from it. A lot of Jews were destroyed from it. A lot of Jews were just suckers. Guys, this is evil. So what do we know about evil? If you partake in it, it hurts you. Okay? So the mainstream science, now they're teaching sodomy in schools. Objective check, objective check, objective check. All right. We already lost. Nothing's coming. The one world government was established around 1947, I think. Christianity is your soul delivery. Right. Guys, we're rebuilding. These people are dead. These people lost. This doesn't work. So every day when I read the protocols years ago. Yeah, and it makes you, I didn't trust the BB. This seems crazy to me. And I didn't trust the BB. This seems too crazy to be true. It's all right. No one cares. I mean, the reason, the way you know it's true is because it all came true. Every aspect of it is absolutely true. That's one of the truest things you've ever heard. This is a historical document. This is real. Not only is it real, you can tell it's real because every single part of it logically lines up with our history and exactly what happened. This is what they did. And when you know intellectuals, listen to Yuri Bezmenov. Oh, they took, see, this is another way you know it's all real. Yuri Bezmenov explained the whole process and then they scrubbed him from YouTube. Hang on, let me try and find Yuri. Because I did a whole episode on Yuri, if you want to find it. It's still up. Yuri Bezmenov, intellectuals. All right. Intellectual subversion, fascinating case of real. 1 second. The Art of Subversion. And he may have been some sort of agent as well. Who knows? But I don't think so. He seemed pretty based. The beauty is it doesn't matter. Okay? 1 second. Yuri Bezmenov. I'm just listening to it.
KGB into peace movement probably as much as an average American who reads newspapers systematically. But I'm aware that the World Peace Council is a front organization of the KGB. Ramesh Chandra, I know personally.
All right. Anyway, just go look up Yuri. One of the reasons I think Yuri may be a bit of a trickster is he never once talks about... Actually, no, he does talk about Jews. He talks about that. But he talks about how the Bolsheviks, which was a Jewish... What I just read to you, Protocol Design, is what how they got Bolshevism to work. Never worked. It failed. It's all failed. We're rebuilding. It's all good. But so Bezmenov would talk about... Guys, look at what's behind me right now. Hilarious. All right, so Yuri... Hey, guys, look. Bread. Hey, everybody, go get it. Go get the bread. Go get the bread. Hey, Goyim chicken. Those are the Goyims in my area. So the odd thing was that Glenn Beck was the first place I saw Yuri Truth Drops happen. Yeah, Glenn isn't just evil. What happens is... Like a Glenn Beck, Steven Crowder, you name it. Ben Shapiro is just evil. Dennis Prager, evil, in my opinion. But they're on the path of truth until they go up against a wall, right? And they now see, based on carrots and sticks, that if they talk about the next level of truth, they will be ostracized, shunned, and no one will give them money. They stop there and they freeze. And that's what Glenn Beck did. He's not just an evil guy. He's a coward. You know, like when you think about how many people will never address the fact the earth is not a spinning ball. And that'll trigger your indoctrination, and I don't care. It isn't. Imagine a Glenn Beck realizing that there's no curve to the earth. Do you think he would fire up the live stream and tell his people? No, because that would make it so that he didn't get approval from the controllers anymore. That's all it is. Glenn Beck isn't like, I know what I'm going to do. Glenn Beck isn't like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to hurt everyone's family. No, they hit a wall and they have to freeze. And that's it. That's all it is. It's not that crazy. So Yuri Bezmenov would talk about how American intellectuals, and my father was one, so I know this is all exactly how they are. They're just driven by vanity and praise. They're special boys. They're really, really weak. They love their keynote speeches and their conferences and the publishing of the papers. The publishing companies were all these guys, the Zion guys. And so they would have to serve them to get published. And they would believe it because they're idiots. And so the intellectuals would go to Russia and Yuri would show them like, look at the paradise. Have some vodka. Have you met this woman? Oh, you like the anus? Here's a boy. And so then the intellectual would return and say, wow, that Russia, they're really crushing with this communist thing. Same with science, same with math. Math, science, they're not giving us, they give us just enough math, engineering, and science so that we can build our wooden houses and our short steel bridges, and that's it. And then everything else makes no sense, and then people start drinking alcohol and taking pills. That's the American way. And it happened because Protocols of Zion said, let's keep the, because it is our fault. This is why I don't have any resentment towards the Jews. Even though they start as a little kid, manufactured consent, I get it. But it is our responsibility to use our God-given intellect and rationality and our hands to touch, our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our nose to smell, our mouth to taste. Every hotel in America has a Bible in it. It will tell you in that Bible how to get past all this stuff. You have to have free will. If you give up your free will to science, to someone in a lab coat, they see you as a nigger. And you are. You're acting like a nigger. There is no spinning earth. The dinosaur story is retarded. You know, vaccines don't work. Ben Franklin didn't discover electricity by whacking off in a thunder tugging in a rainstorm with a key on a fucking kite. It's all so dumb and gay. No one landed on the moon taking pictures of Buzz Aldrin's anus. Like, look at this. This is how they keep you in a little box, in a little cube. They show you this, right? That's a meth head's tree fort. They're saying that is a vacuum in space. There is no atmosphere. It's negative 270 degrees, but or positive 270 degrees in this atmosphere, but yet there's no heating or cooling devices on the LEM. But they're made. They weigh like 1,000 pounds, and they require like huge amounts of electricity. This is 1969 with like they barely had 9-volt batteries. And then out comes a guy named Buzzed who drives around on a fucking little go kart, and they make sure that they show the world in Time Magazine, owned by the Jewish Congress and all these people, the Zionists. They're like, take a picture right up his anus in white pants, and if people believe it, they deserve what's coming. And it already happened. Vietnam, Gulf War, like we've been in this a long time. They accomplished their goals, but now it's falling apart because people don't want to live like this anymore. And so when you hear people like me talk about science or talk about engineering or talking about math, and the shame comes out, how dare you? They're testing you. They're saying, are you still a nigger? Are you still a nigger? How dare you say that word? You don't get to tell me what words I can say and what words I can't say because I am not your goyim pet. Because, and it isn't, exactly, that guy gets it. And it isn't Jews. That's another layer of deception. If you just see a Jew with a little small hat and you're like, that guy wrote the Protocols of Zion and is making my son gay by teaching him sodomy in schools. No, that guy may not even know it exists. That's why I don't have anger at all towards Jews. They're actually in a position where I'm a little worried about them. Where it's like, we're now, it is being revealed to everybody that there's free energy in the air. The earth isn't a spinning ball. These wars were fought over nothing. 9/11 was, there probably wasn't even planes. You know, like moon landing, Oklahoma City, you know, Vegas shooting. All these shootings, you're like, what the fuck is this? Global warming, Zika virus, acid rain, Bigfoot, Bermuda Triangle, NASA. Like, we're getting to the point where it's like, who told us this shit? And then you go all the way back, you see the Protocols of Zion, you see that it was all planned the whole time, and then the next response for the dumb goyim is to go, Jews! I fell for that for about a month. That's a programmed animal response for a lower mind. So it's like, right now, there's this big, it's almost like, the only example I can think of is perverse. I'm using it. I don't care. My audience are 92-year-old great-grannies, so they get it. Everyone can get it. I'm not here for 5-year-olds. Like, if you're having a long session and, like, it's building, building, but you won't let yourself finish, building, building, building. Oh, nope. And you just keep milking, 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 and then big explosion, right? We've all been there, right? That's what I'm feeling right now with hatred. But I'm also feeling it being, I'm also feeling that that also isn't happening, which is great. But I'm letting you know that once people, like those bike thieves that I did that, that Mountain Bear animated, being like, have you read the Protocols of Zion? You know, once people are like, wait a minute, you killed 100 million of our strongest men just to emasculate us and bankrupt, and they're like, and we're just trying. They're trying to redirect that rage at Jews. The evil are doing that. I can feel it. I can see the game plan now. Where the Jews, like just pick Dave Weiss. Like just a random Jew who's like texting me like, please don't circumcise your kids. The Jews got their dicks clipped at birth. Like they're not in a position of power. They're in a position of cucking. Like if you read the Protocols of Zion, it says like the most important thing is you always support this plan. And then what happens? The payoff. It's almost like being a bag man for a robbery. Like no matter what, you keep your mouth shut. And then they do like 10 years in prison while the other guy just gets BJs from the dude's wife. That's what it is. That's what's happening. And so don't take money from these people. Don't take power from these people. Don't profit from this scam. Neil deGrasse Tyson is not having a good time. The science is all fake. It's all fake. The math is fake. The physics are fake. Albert Einstein was a Zionist actor. Albert Einstein was one of these Protocols of Zion guys. He was almost the first prime minister of Israel. He wasn't even smart. Tesla was actually making science. He's like, wow, I can pull free energy out of the air, the ether. It's great. And Einstein was like, E equals, I want to bang my cousin. And everyone's like, promote that guy, promote that guy. That's the power of media. Media is the most powerful force in the satanic system. By far, no question, because they have to get your mind. The mind is what they need. So movies, TV, publishing. The publishing, it motivates all the intellectuals because of their vanity to be like, am I a good boy? Did I write the right paper? They're like, ooh, global warming. Yeah, we can control all the energy of the world. Yes, yes. Give that guy a gold star and let him have sodomy. I freaked out Neil deGrasse Tyson when he visited University of Iowa. Right, but here's the thing. We are not underdogs anymore. You're only an underdog when you believe the lies. When you're not, it all goes away. And then you almost do develop, like compassion for these people. I know that sounds insane, but I don't believe that, like, if innocent people die, I believe they return to God. So that's why I'm not really like, you know, I don't see some, like, it would be overwhelming. If you're an atheist, when you find this stuff out, it would be overwhelming. Like, okay, for example, 30 years of my life were robbed from me. I had a great childhood. Like when I was very young, but then all of school, they had me for 13 years and then I paid for college for them to literally break my brain and make me think things that weren't real and gave me stress and addiction and all this stuff because nothing around me made sense with what I was learning in the books. They took that from me. Okay, that doesn't hurt when you realize that it was never mine to be taken. It was God. God gave us this life. Once you realize that, you don't get as angry. You know, you're like, because they took, that's one reason why people won't admit the indoctrination. They're like, it's a spinning globe. It's going 1,000 miles an hour. How do hot air balloons work then? I mean, the air is spinning with it. Okay, jump out of a moving car. How long do you keep going the same speed as the car? Okay. But gravity has the atmosphere. The atmosphere is so heavy. No, according to gravity, which is a debunked theory, gravity operates on each molecule of air. It doesn't operate on the mass of air. And since the molecule is so infinitely like small, it has almost no effect on the molecule of air. In fact, buoyancy will allow, and they're like, what they're doing is they're making it so, because they're so terrified to admit that that much of their life was stolen from them. It was never yours. It was never yours. It was always God's. Our life here was given to us from the divine spark that happened at the conception of the egg. Our parents didn't do it. We didn't do it. That was from God. So it's almost like we're renting. And when you understand that, and that what I just said is true. So it's like when you're, I can't describe the nature of God because I don't understand it. But I can say that my parents didn't do the spark. And so I didn't make myself. God did. So the Jews that did this stole from God, not me. And that's something they will pay for and already have. The ones that are already dead, they paid a horrible price. So that's why I truly don't have anger. But I want justice. Justice has been done. Justice is done every day. The people who wrote, I'm going to read it again. Let it sink in. And you are the goyim. You are the nigger. Black, white, doesn't matter. Anybody that isn't them is this. The goyim are not guided by observations and history, but on theories about how the world is supposed to work. Guys, they're not lying. And it's your job to fucking open your eyes. They don't bother to check whether those theories are true or not. No, they like you can ask somebody, how does the eclipse work? Oh, well, the moon goes in front. Okay, why is the shadow over only 70 miles? Like an infinite light source, the shadow is never smaller than the object. Well, I mean, and then they'll just say like penumbra. Penumbra means a dimming. None of it makes any sense, right? So if you ask somebody like the phases of the moon, like can you ever see the moon during a solar eclipse? Like can you track the moon going towards a solar eclipse with... No, you can't see it because it's the day. Well, you can see the moon during the day. And if you use certain type of lenses, infrared scopes, blah, blah, how come you can't see a circle going towards the moon? Fuck you, right? They don't look into any of it. None of it. And that's what these people counted on. And right now, if you still are doing this, that's why I'm starting to not have a lot of tolerance. If someone doesn't want to talk to me about the nature of the earth or the globe or the flat plane or whatever, I'll still be your friend, but don't bring that shit to me anymore. Decades of my life were wasted from that fucking nonsense. And it is nonsense. And they did it on purpose to keep everybody in a state of confusion and addiction. It's really bad what they did. Evolution is not real. It's only real after your parents had a big bang and then primordial soup, the jizz, divine lightning spark, single cell, multi-cell, fish-looking thing in the ocean of the womb, something that looks like a monkey, and then you're born, right? The concept that that's how we came here as a species is fucking insane. And I like got an A in evolution in college. I like really thought it was some fascinating stuff because of like the thigh bone, the appendages, like the thigh bone bones in whales. That's all been disproven since I was in college. The white moths become black moths during the Industrial Revolution, back to white moths. All fake. Everything I'm saying is fake. And they did it on purpose. And the intellectuals who spread it didn't even know. They were coaxed and guided, and their dicks were sucked, and their appetites were... I'm serious. A lot of sex went into this. That's why you'll see a lot of these Neil deGrasse Tyson, Bill Nye. What do you know about both those guys? Perverts. Appetites. And then from there, man puts their faith in man and a false idol. And they say, oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson says it. And I don't want to sound like black people can't be scientists. So everything he says is a lie. And so this is how you get through it. So the people that believe it was their life to be taken are angry. And that anger is now being directed towards the Jews. And I see that as all part of the grand satanic trick. Those people already paid. You don't get to take what's God's. God delivers justice, not the Justice Department. The Justice Department does not give justice. The education system takes away your learning. The bank takes away the value of your money. The pharmaceutical industry gives you poison. It's the upside down. So why would you look towards A.G. Barr to give justice to Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton will get her justice. She's already been given justice, and she will get her eternal reward, and it is bad. Moonbeams are cold. The dome is real. You can measure moonbeams tonight if you want. It's colder than the air. I'm going to finish this. Let them organize. All right. So don't trouble yourself with the goyim. Let them amuse themselves until the final hour strikes. Oh, what's going to come? It's already come. This all happened before you were born. Even my 94-year-old fan base. Let them organize their beliefs around scientific theories. We are constantly using our media to have blind goyim have confidence in these theories. The intellectuals of the goyim will fill their minds with scientific theories without questioning its validity or its usefulness. Sound familiar? Our agent specialists carefully determine what type of knowledge the intellectuals receive, and in this way we can steer their mind in the direction they want. The goyim are so brainwashed they believe fighting against their own genocide is anti-Semitism. That's why my son will only do self-directed education. No, I mean, there's education, like teach your kids stuff, but don't have it come from the mouth of someone with these bullshit degrees. God, I've been racking that pedo for years. Yeah, and I'm not saying don't like try and get pedos put in jail and stuff. Keep your community safe. I'm not saying the justice on the land is bad, by the way. Don't fucking misinterpret what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is the people that did this, when you truly have faith in God, truly, and I'm not saying that to be a dick, like no triggering here, guys. You know the justice is served. Served. In a way that I would never want to even witness. It would be so bad. You don't get to do this. And it's like, but, and you also have to take responsibility. It's like, if you believe, if you commit enough of the deadly sins to believe this shit, you are a goyim nigger. And they're right. If you discount the words of those you trust, like your friends, your family, your hands that feel, your eyes that see, your ears that hear. Like if someone says Cardi B is a talented musician and you say yes, even though you turn on Cardi B and it's like, my pussy stinks. I got a stinky pussy. I want your money in my stinky pussy. If you're like, you are a nigger. You're a goyim. And they're right. God gave you ears, eyes, nose, mouth, hands. And you're going to listen to Cardi B and say, oh, this is great. You're going to look at the eclipse and say, that checks out. You're going to like think about air travel or balloon travel and be like, yeah, that's a spinning globe. If you do that, you fail. And that takes away from the karmic and God-delivered response of the people who did this. Because God would be, I'm not going to say what God would be, but it's like, well, they threw away my gifts. Yeah, property and things all belong to God, vengeance is the Lord's. Yeah, exactly. We don't own anything. That's why when people get so fired up about like property tax, yeah, property taxes are immoral. But I don't own this land. I'm a steward. I don't own those ducks. I don't own these chickens. I mean, I'm a steward. I it's like I have dominion over the animals. I have dominion over my kids. But it's not like a possession. It's not like this material shit isn't in my possession. So when the government takes money from me for the land and all I do every day with all this stuff is I assess risk, reward, and the morality of it. And that's it. I just pay them. I continue crushing. If it ever reached a point that I couldn't afford, we would look at downsizing or fighting or I don't know. But it's not. Like, I don't feel guilty about the immoral laws of man. Like, I would feel guilty about breaking God's laws, but I follow them so that I can continue with God's plan, which is being fruitful and multiplying. The Creator said his people will suffer for lack of knowledge. Right, and your knowledge, you don't need to go to Harvard. In fact, going to Harvard is what will break your mind. Very few people are in control of this, guys. Very few people benefit from this. Very few. None. The people that did this didn't benefit. There were trillionaires in these big fucking castles abusing their kids, so they ended up being these walking zombies in LA. I know half of them. I know some of the people that are like heirs to the Walmart fortune and all this shit. They're not benefiting. This, like, the Bible is real. And yeah, there's probably some grabbles in there. There's translations. There's probably, you know, the King James was written by a king, Big Bear. Don't you want to dress? It's like, there is like shit where people definitely left out here and did, but God doesn't work like that. God gives you he gives you a user's manual or else none of the evil would work. You have to have access to a user's manual or else the evil would just be, it wouldn't be balanced out with free will. That's my opinion. That's how I've been looking at things. 200%, this is great. So well articulated. Thanks, Big Bear. Well, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I went through it. I went through this story authentically. Like, there was a time when I thought that the Jews were the scourge of the earth. I still didn't, like, want to kill them or anything. I still knew that that's a ticket, that if you act like an animal, you'll be treated like an animal. I always knew that. But there was a time when I truly thought that all of our problems were stemming. Because you look at all these, like, heads of media and heads of opioids and it's just Jew, and you're like, these people are oppressing us. No, those people are part of the script that God lays out, and they're not benefiting. They're to be pitied, and that's real. And I had to like truly go through it. I had to truly like face that, like my dead friends from war, you know, died because of the lies and the Israel, and I'm like, yeah, but it wasn't our bodies. It isn't our land. BB is on target today. Dad to rights, being a professor. Yeah, this is education because it's authentic and it's not being dripped into you by a Zionist agenda. And the Jews that are even part of this system are not benefiting from it. They should be pitied. They should be prayed for. I finally understand that because they are going to get justice and it's not from the hands of man. And they know it. That's why they're so fucking paranoid. Yes, Owen, God writes history. God writes history. No one is having more fun than us. Fact. I got more stuff to show you guys. Like, this is some gravy. My friend sent me this. And then I checked it out to see if it was real. If you type in weather in Israel on DuckDuckGo, it shows you West Virginia. I'm going to go in the chat, and we are going to discuss why that may be. That was a tough stream. Yeah. Finally got the stupid lemons to work. Sweet, Brutal Bear. One of the most enlightening streams ever. Well, I'm just so fired up that Mountain Bear destroyed LeBron James. That I'm feeling. And it's like, I didn't talk about the Protocols of Zion 6 months ago because I know my mind. I knew that I had too much anger. Like, I knew that I would have been like, because it's a document. Like, there's something in me that was like, not yet. Don't talk about it. It was like 9/11. I didn't talk about it until I started really seeing more stuff. Because I couldn't just like riff. I when I make fun of stuff, I always ask myself, do I hate the people I'm mocking? Because if so, I can't. It doesn't come off right. It's not properly funny. Like, you know, that's why when I used to make fun of Bernie Sanders as Bane, like, all you people, everything will be provided for you, the people, you know. There's a bomb in Gotham. You know, it was funny, but it was more like applause funny and not laugh funny. And I think it's because I hated him. Like, one of the reasons I'm having so much fun with the bike thief theme is I have no hatred at all towards blacks. Some specifics I do. I think their culture, especially in music and cities, is really bad, but I know where it comes from. Look at every producer for every rap song. I'll give you a hint. Their hats ain't big. BB helped me explain this stuff to my girlfriend who goes to church and loves mysteries. Mysteries are great. West Virginia's are chosen. Dude, take me home. Country roads, take me home. West Virginia, the place where I belong. It's almost like something's telling us that us whites, the Goyim have a homeland and it's West Virginia. I've always been drawn to West Virginia. Yesterday was some pretty legendary gravy. Every day's legendary gravy. But thank you, though. No, mine's in Bible possession. I live in West Virginia near Morgantown, and we almost daily get blasted with chemtrails. Everyone does, though, Psych Bear. That's pretty much all over the fucking... all over the world at this point. And no one really even knows why. Yeah, hate isn't funny. No, it's not. And because I can really... Like, that nigger stole my bike, that song... It was such a legendary song because I didn't hate the blacks. If I had hated the blacks, I would have been done, dead to rights on that one. Because I was really, at that point, I was singing That Nigger Stole My Bike at the heat of Black Lives Matter. And I got away with it because I didn't hate them. Wasn't John Denver in CIA? I don't know. They threw him into a mountain with his little plane. I don't even know if he really died. Who cares? West Virginia is always ridiculed. They got the logos. Yeah, I'm obsessed with it. West Virginia is a place that is regulated to have very low EMFs. I want to move there. I've had John fever. Well, West Virginia. There's something going on there. All right. For those of you, no chemtrails in Hawaii. Good to know, Yurt Man Bear. Very few chemtrails here in North Florida. I find that surprising. It shows me weather for Alberta when I look up for weather for a nearby town. Maybe you really liked Punch Out. Really, the only beings we should hate are the damned and the devils, no human. They still have a chance to repent. 100%. BB, is that a bike tire I see back there leaning against that fence? Oh. The blacks have found me. All right, you want to see the brothers? Check this out. Watch this. The brother, LeBron James, took a direct assault at the Bears yesterday. King James, my ass.
You might think it's just a bike.
By the way, I just realized that the King James is an inversion of the King James Bible. They're calling this bike thief retard King James. I just realized that. They're constantly trying to fuck with everything Christian. They're so gay. Enjoy the sodomy, you bunch of fucks.
Yeah. You might think it's just a bike. But you'll be surprised how far it can take you. A bike is freedom.
I'd like to speak on behalf of the bike owning community. Buying a bike is freedom. Look at the little chains he's got around his neck. Man, Jews are funny. You got to give it to him. You got to give these Zionists. I mean, they're fun. Look at what he's got around his neck. Does anyone know where that little propeller comes from?
A bike is opportunity.
Dude, someone just said something hysterical. Man, dumbest commercial for DUIs ever from K. O'Bear. That's really funny. There we go.
Whether you're a kid from Akron or New York, it can take you all the way to wherever you want to be.
By the way, this is bike thief like candy. See this girl with the real obese ass? Like, so she's going by and the bike thief is like, for real? Like, cause bike thieves like a woman with like a 400-pound ass. They're like, what?
And maybe one day you'll look back.
Take a look at these bike thieves right here. Okay, as you can see, not a single white, obviously, because it's implied that they're all stolen. And they've taken over a highway ramp where good bike owners are trying to go to work so that they can pay the taxes that allow these thieves to spend all day just looking for bikes.
Hey, you'll look back on it all and think it all started with a bike.
I know it did. Is this porno for for Schwindler's List? Hilarious. I just saw you, Dino, bike going, yep. Fat ass. Yeah, but it's not even just fat. It's like they like asses that are like way too big for the girl's body. Like this isn't like an obese girl. Like she's not like obese. I don't mean to objectify. I'm sounding like a dick. But it's like she's a normal sized girl with a not normal sized ass. And for some reason bike thieves are like, for real? That's why Kim Kardashian puts like plastic like in her ass. It's fucking psychotic. Alright.
And maybe one day you'll look back on it all and think it all started with a bike.
Yeah, we know. We know King James. You're not my King James. You're not even good at basketball. Alright, so now thick, yeah, but it's not proportional. It's one thing if it's like just a real curvy woman. Like I know a lot of Latinos, you know, the car stealing community, they like women that are just like real curvy in all areas. The bike thieves like 100-pound woman with a 300-pound ass. The protocols of bike theft, LeBron James. I guess that makes me a bike thief. At least you know. At least you know you're fucking crazy. I'm not saying voluptuousness. I'm not saying fertility signs. Whether or not you're this wide or this wide, it's that curve triggers male procreation responses. But the bike thief likes like just a normal size lady with like a giant balloon in her pants. And they're like, and then they all say in unison, "For real?" It all started with my missing bike. All right, let's check out what Mountain Bear made in response. Because Mountain Bear doesn't take these things lying down. Mountain Bear's like, "All right, LeBron, let's take down Obama gay."
Wait a minute, he's a homo? Are you kidding me? We've put so much time into this guy. What do we do? Oh, I can keep banging the butts. No, 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 the American people are not ready yet for a man that's married to a man. We need time. So who are these guys that you bang? Well, one's named Gary. Okay, Gary's got to go. Oh, that's a bummer. I like Gary's anus. You know, my dad, he left my family when my mama was pregnant with number two. Went to Harvard, and he bailed there. Stole a bike. All about the bikes. I'm in Chicago, doing the plan. But Barack, these guys all say you've been, like, banging them in their ass. Yes, I did. And the anus seems to work with me. The people that own me are fucking crazy. They're obsessed with black and white duality. I don't know why. I think they're retarded. A lot of incest, a lot of money, a lot of pedophilia. I married a dude. Everyone thinks it's a trick. I want people to know it's a dude. So, I think I've earned it. I'm going to see Michael a couple times. Most people won't catch it. The ones who catch it, they'll be alienated from their Thanksgiving dinners. But I'm going to do it because I like dude's dicks in my butt. I'll bomb Syria for you. I'll bomb Iraq. I'll ironically take the peace prize, and then I'll keep bombing people. And I'll force people into a lot of shit they don't want to do. Kind of like anal. I like football, just like every average American. I started off as a tight end. And I became a wide receiver. That's an old joke in the bathhouses that I like to frequent. That my handlers got real upset about. Because the people weren't ready for it. But now they got Pete Buttigieg, and everyone rejected it. So they had to frantically rewrite the script.
All right, guys. So, subscribe to Mountain Bear on YouTube. Mountain Bear's the man. We might be doing a new... site, like another site, like unauthorized, and Mountain Bear is the first guy I thought of. I'd love to have him do more stuff, like, but he's got a monetized channel. They just keep taking down a lot of his videos, though. Anyway, I just got, someone sent me these. These look like spearheads, handmade. Look at this. The original bike thief. Bike thieves thousands of years ago used to use these to get to puncture the tires. These are awesome. Thank you, whoever sent me that. There's no letter, but I really appreciate it. Thank you. Obama loves visiting Pound Town. Yeah, Arrowheads. Yep. I mean, I'm related to a part Arrowhead. I mean, my kids are Amy. Related by marriage. I guess that's different. But Amy's part Arrowhead maker. Arrowhead niggers. Wow, some silver. Hang on a second.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
All right, I got a letter on this one. The anus, not a sex organ. Dear Big Bear, Merry Christmas. I started watching your streams almost exactly a year ago and only missed a few of them. It has been a wild ride this year. I was an atheist for 20 years. Want me to read it as Obama? And also went MGTOW for a while. But God revealed himself to me early this year. And I found your stream and Vox's stream at just the right time. Now, I'm a Christian, again, and I'm looking for a wife so I can start a family. Good for you, by the way. The biggest jump was to get out of MGTOW. MGTOW is feminism for men. My life has purpose again, and you played a big part. So I wanted to send you a couple pieces of silver before the year ends. I love that all the streams are at unauthorized.tv, so I can watch them after work. I was a member of both YouTube channels and can't wait to fight back. I feel like God really has our back, and we can't be stopped. I'm 22 Rogans, 73 inches. And now I have a legendary mustache, so I am crushing. I'm working on measuring the curvature of the earth by observing the pilgrim movement across Cape Cod Bay. I will let you know the results. God bless you and your family, and keep the gravy flowing. No bear name yet, but I'm working on it. Sincerely, Phil. YouTube name, Spiderbip. Awesome, buddy. See, that's the thing. I have no problem with heliocentric people as long as they're doing something. Like, okay, this is my response. People always give me, "Now, you're an idiot. How do you believe that? I mean, you're crazy. You just disproved yourself." Okay, prove that the earth is a spinning ball. I mean, it's obviously a spinning ball. No, it isn't. Just show me, prove how you can find the curve. I mean, ships disappear if they go far out, and I mean, it's everywhere. See, anybody that's like on a mission, by the way, every single person that goes out and does that, they always figure out that there's no curve. I haven't seen one. I've seen, you know, like professional engineers that try and show me like graphs and shit, but they never go out and do it. I'm always like, just go to fucking Lake Ontario, get a high zoom lens with a camera, and tell me how you can see Toronto. They're like, "Well, I did it, and now I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm now mad." Globe hats, yeah, we don't need to do that though. We don't need to use that mockery. I've promoted it in the past, but it's like, I feel for a lot of people that are so indoctrinated they can't see the reality that's around them. It's just like, guys, it's crazier to say that the earth is a spinning ball than the sun is an anus. Like, you could be like, the sun is an anus spewing, you know, feces from it all day long, every day. That's what clouds are. It's the anus. It's the fart. It's the flatulence from the sun, which is an anus. Swear to God, guys, that's way more believable than the earth is a spinning ball. Because it could be an anus. It's definitely not a spinning ball. Sounds like YouTube tried to fake the earth's curve with trick photography. They fuck up all the time. Like, they'll try to take a picture that shows curve, and there'll be like a string in the picture that's like curved because it's clearly a fisheye lens. It's pathetic. Dear Omen, Amy, Walter, and Charlie, George, Baby Boomer Ducks, Gary, Goats, Alpacas, Red Pill Rooster, and all the other animals at Ursa Manor, hope you have a great Christmas. Thank you for all that you do. Mountain Bear. Oh, I cherish this Mountain Bear. Mountain Bear is my guy. I was hoping one more today. I'm trying to not do, like, so much streaming that people can't keep up. People are like, "Listen, I love the streams. I like about an hour and a half, 2 hours a day. You lately have been doing about 5 hours a day." Anal gases from the sun, northern lights. Swear to God, that's more believable than the earth is a spinning ball. It's like, I can't believe the hats got away with it. It's like, it's fascinating. Just basic goyim behavior. Just shame, not looking into stuff, obsessed with pornos, obsessed with material, obsessed with getting approval from people in jackets. It's like, there is something a little wrong with us. And I mean that.
Oh, thanks.
Like, there's obviously something wrong with the hats. I mean, they look crazy. And they act like they're so obsessed with tips of dicks and getting power and all that. I mean, they're fucking nuts, in my opinion. But we're nuts, too. Non-Jews... Why the fuck do we believe anyone in a white jacket? Like, that makes me feel retarded. Like, sometimes I almost don't even trust myself, where I'm like, for so many years, if someone had a white jacket, I was good to go. People are like, yeah, because you were told that. I'm like, yeah, but no, though. How the fuck did I believe anything? I never, like, looked into it. Who does that? You know, the Jews can be really tedious with how much they look into stuff. They're like, eh, yeah, you're trying to sell me a nigga. No, it's like, you gave me, like, a Jew right now, I'd be like, eh. They'd be like, this isn't pure. I'm going to have to test this for weeks before I give you what it's worth. I think that this is really a trick of some kind. But, I mean, the opposite is true for the goyim, like us. I'm not a goyim. Goyim means nigger. Because I no longer believe the trick, so I'm no longer a goyim. I was a goyim, though. I still probably am in certain ways. But, like, a goyim would see this and be like, yes, this is definitely exactly what I was told it is. And the Jew is like, this is a trick of some kind. It was given to me by my own mother, but I believe this is actually some sort of poison. And goyim are like, this is whatever I was told. Why would anyone ever lie? But the Jew would look at this and be like, they're mocking my penis with this. How do they know I don't have a pointy penis? And a goyim would be like, this is great. I'm going to... I don't fucking know. This was definitely by... This is... Someone said this is a 5,000-year-old tribe, so I believe it is. And I'm going to, like, you know, my whole retirement will be this. Everyone's a little crazy. Yeah, everyone has, like, their weakness. Like, the goyim weakness is believing anything we're told. We're just like, yeah, that checks out. Pray for true discernment. Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah, you can get out of it. It's kind of like how there's Jews that have become trusting. I don't know. That's correct. The ever-evolving mortal soul is not goyim, goyers. Yeah, exactly. You can act like a goyim. It's so similar to like blacks and niggers. It's like, yeah, a nigger will steal your bike. A black guy will laugh with you about the fact that their community steals a lot of bikes. Over trust, downside of the white man. Yeah, to a degree where it's not even like trust. It's like gullible. Because trust is like, until you break my trust and you're like a cool dude, I will trust you. That's in my culture, it's in my DNA. But to just like randomly be told things that you can see are not true. Like, there's no movement. But you can't feel the movement because everything's relative. How do you know that? Because a Jew who married his cousin and has crazy hair told me. How do you know he existed? Because there was a poster on my college dormitory wall. It's like, you deserve all of this. We all deserve it. We all fucking deserve it. That's why we have to build now. Your gun is dream kicks ass, BB. Thank you very much. See, and then the problem with the goyim is then they figure this shit out and then they think the good guys are the tricksters. Like, some of these gamma males, they're like, ugh, everything's a trick. Sandy hoax, 9/11, the Jews. And then they see me and they're like, you're not really named Owen. Unauthorized isn't real. Amy is trans. Owen's trans. I'm like, I'm 6'8". Amy's delivered 2 children and has another one baking in the oven. And then the ADL's like, baking in the oven? That's a hate crime. It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, I get why the goyim are seeing like some of these people that once they realize they've been tricked, they then blame their own people. Like, they can't see what it is. Where some of these like gammas are like, oh, it's all a trick. Therefore, Owen is the liar. I'm like, I'm the one you can verify is not lying. Yesterday's Grabber Mash show is the best. Thank you, Ben Spicoli Bear 2. The Floyd mashups are the best. Thank you, Diane. I figured out that someone clipped my pointy weenus, and so it must be Owen, not the Jewish doctor. It's like, oh, God. They're exhausting. I understand why a lot of the Gentiles are rounded up and exploited for money and sex. It's fucking insane how people, even when they see the truth, they then will redirect everything the wrong direction. Gamers think everyone who is smarter, more capable is a cheater or a liar. Dude, I was talking to Vox about that this morning. It's like, I don't understand what you're saying, so that means you're dumb. I've seen Amy pregnant or about. Amy is a drop-dead beautiful woman. I am a giant man. There has been Gammas that, without irony, have done videos saying that I am I'm a female-to-male trans. I'm like, Michelle Obama, Taylor Swift. And they're like, no, it's Owen. Because there's always these 6'8" guys. And then the same people will be like, and Owen's a homo. He's always like whacking off with guys. I'm like, with my fake dick? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's like, there's like a backup program for when the goyim know. It's funny. So when the, hi, everyone wrecking the world is gamma confirmed. Yeah. It's like, so they have a backup program. So the Zionists, like, program the goyim so that once they see the truth, they implode and on themselves and their own people. They're like, BB, no offense, you as a lady would be terrifying. It's not even close to possible. I'm a 6'8" dude. Like, the same people will be like, oh, Owen's obsessed with his own dick. I'm like, okay. Hey, BB, how... Yeah, some people do act like sheep, and I don't know if there's a way out for them. I mean, there is. I have hope for everybody, but, like, once they see the trick, they then blame everyone who actually likes them and is in their own tribe. It's like, what? It's like, I just found out that my circumcised penis was all part of a plan of genital mutilation, so it's Owen's fault. I'm like, okay. BB, if you're a tranny, then my Chinese dick is huge. No, but my point is, it's so dumb. Like, the best, and I can say this because I don't care. If people fall for these tricks, they're fucking stupid. The best way to try and take me down with lies is to call me a cult leader or call me insane. Because of the nature of comedy, like, when I get, like, fired up and do stuff and there's no... You can't see an audience reaction with laughter. You can trick stupid people into thinking I'm crazy. And then also, with the dedication of the Bears and how people have, like, bear names and everybody's, like, crushing and supporting each other, you can convince dumb people that I'm a cult leader. That I've seen... It's really stupid people fall for me being crazy or a cult leader. It's retarded. Like, I'm clearly being funny. Like, I have an extremely stable life. But those were... Calling me a female-to-male trans is, like, not even close to effective. There's no one that would fall for that. But then I would look at comments, and there's people that are like, yeah, I know. I mean, look at Amy's, like, shoulders and Owen's hips. I'm like, we're archetypally male and female. I do know some are really women. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's obvious, though. Taylor Swift and Michelle Obama are both dudes. There's some that are fucking so obvious. There's like... And it's always these bloodline weirdos and shit. It's not someone like me. My family's full of goyim. They're exhausting to be around. Yes! That's why when I say don't blame Jews, it's like, imagine being a Jew in the 1910s or whatever. You were beaten. Someone clipped your dick. You're always feeling like an outsider. You know, your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather may have done a deal with the devil. And you just see how fucking stupid so many people are. And it is stupid. It is stupid. Being tricked when you trust and, like, you know, there's certain tricks that are insane where it's like the fact our money doesn't have any value. Like, but when someone convinces you that... Like, your kid comes home from school and says, they taught us sodomy in school and that I can really be a girl and that, you know, masturbation is good. And you're like, wait a minute, you're 7 years old. And they're like, and they don't, the parent doesn't do anything. They're like, well, you know, if the Jew that's doing it is like, guys, I swear to God, chickens, goats, and alpacas have more discernment. And so you just have to get out of it. Like, you have to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? All right. We're on to you, Owen. That's why you're not worried about your supposed prostate. That's funny, dude. All right, let me read this one. But it's like, at least have it effective. Like, at least do a lie that kind of works. You know? Like, cult leader. I can see why people could, like, why stupid people could potentially see me as a cult leader. I mean, I can make an argument that being a fan of an NFL team is infinitely more cult behavior, but it doesn't matter. The people they convince are always low-hanging, like, retard, deadwood fruit. But it's like, female to male trans, Mossad agent. So I'm worried. I have this mask. It's like, Mossad agent. So you think Mossad did a deep, like, deep cover. So even though you can track my life back to Oswego, New York, and all the kids I grew up with. And so the goal was to just get me to, like, mock Israel a lot and, like, really get people going. Like, what? There are Mossad agents. They're the ones feeding lies to scientists and media and owning publishing companies. It's not hard to see. I was subbed to RFB, and he was saying last night that you worked in Hollywood and thinks you have an agenda. I unsubbed right there. It's like, okay, so I stood my ground in Hollywood, and I got defamed, slandered, and kicked out. I'm not allowed to tour in comedy clubs or theaters, in which I'm a provably one of the best comedians alive. Provably. I have like 8 hours of material. So because of all that, people are like, you know what it is? He works for Hollywood. Not all the Hollywood people working for Hollywood. No, the guy who live streams from his homestead every day next to crowing chickens. It's like, it makes me almost root for the Jews. I swear to God, I'm almost like, that guy needs to be tricked by the grabber. I seriously have so much sympathy for the Jews at that point where I'm like, how can someone not just trick this guy more? Guy, I'm only care about information that is consistent with their fabricated worldview. Right. They have no provably. Right. I know. It's like all my friends, the losses I've suffered, the shame, the fact that I'm kicked off every platform, the fact it was extremely hard to make a living. I was in debt in Saranac Lake with a baby. And they're like, RFB, the guy who fear-horned YouTube for money versus the guy who threw away millions for streaming. I don't know who RFB is. Who's RFB? Is that abbreviation for something? Are you blowing your nose out with cocaine along with Tommy Robinson in Israel? It's funny. Oh, I see. Let me know. What does RFB even stand for? I just want to know if I've even heard of the guy. I'm going to graffiti paint your face in the Improv Comedy Club wall. Do it. Covers are so deep these days. I know. I'm really a bike thief. It's like, okay, you can see that Barack Obama was like deep cover or something. Because his backstory doesn't check out. He's a liar, getting paid hundreds of millions to... What is... Richie from Boston? RFB trusts no one. Someone needs to explain to him BB is not Hollywood. Well, I don't care. He can fucking think what he wants. Richie from Boston? I'm not mad at him. Don't troll him. My point is, I don't even think he's trying to attack me. I think some of these people have been so tricked and they don't see it. So they blame people. They just think everything's a fucking trick. And let me tell you something, that's the type of shit that makes me not trust what they say. Where they're like, dude, fucking confirmed this guy. And then I hear what they say about me and I'm like, oh, so it's bullshit. Everything they say is bullshit. People who catch a small glimpse of BB say that kind of BS, but if they... No, they're dumb goyim. They're dumb. Did RFB talk shit about Owen? I'm going to unsub if that's the case. You don't need to. I think he believes it. I think that he's in a construct himself. And that's the problem with some of these quote-unquote truth tellers. It's like they start believing their own farts. They're like, oh, I can discern the world. Like, some of Mandela Effect, I don't even think... I can kind of explain, I think. I'm not ready yet. Yeah, RFB doesn't see it. Right, I don't think he's evil, guys. I think he's a goyim. He's still a Shabbat goy. He's an ex-con. That's fine. I know a lot of cool ex-cons. All right. Don't troll him. You don't even need to unsub. It's not tribal with shit like that. Guys like that have no discernment. Like, they just see a guy like me, and they're like, oh, he's a liar. Is he still on YouTube? I'm kicked off YouTube. He's not kicked off YouTube. What does that tell you? Well, I could immediately say, oh, he's the one who's really working for the CIA, because I got kicked off YouTube. I got demonetized from YouTube. I got kicked off Twitter. I got kicked off Facebook. I got kicked off PayPal. I got kicked off Patreon. I got kicked off Instagram. All of it. But yet, I'm the one. No, they do that to show trust, and then the secret way, it's like, dude, you're fucking terrible. Bears don't troll. Yeah, we're not trolls. And he's fine. I'm not even mad at the guy. I feel bad for him. He's an animated piece of mud. That's what a Shabbat Goy is, and they do everything for the grabber. And it's like, if you don't have discernment where you can't see what is and isn't real, you don't want to get caught without a boner these days. You'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Buy boner pills. Oh, does he sell boner pills? RFB, try for the betterment. Trolls aren't bears and bears aren't trolls. Yeah, no, I don't even care. I feel bad for him that he would think that. That's so fucking dumb. Like, that graffiti artist guy, Sabo, said that I was still working for CAA because I was going against the wars in the Middle East. He's a Zionist. He's pro-war in Middle East. So I don't think he is lying. I think his programming starts short-circuiting. And he's like, oh, it must be. I mean, so we know one thing is true, that Muslims are the root of all evil. I know that. Trust me, guys. I know this. We know that Iraq is the root of it. We know that. So because of that, because it's so obvious that when Owen says Israel tried to get us to fight their wars, that's obviously not true, because we have a given that Muslims are the root of all evil. And so Owen must, hang on, let me think. If that's true, then Owen must be working for, because it's so obvious that Muslims are the root of, and Israel's the promised land. You know, Israel's crushing. Everyone loves Israel. We need it to expand. We should have, you know, all these laws. So Owen works for the CAA. It's like, or you're retarded. And now, you know, he's like 10 blinks away from a meltdown. Like, it doesn't, this is why you don't need to troll or enforce anything. Sabo is in a world of shit now. Sabo has no one to fall back on. All his little Zionist buddies, they all bailed on him when he got kicked off PayPal. Sabo then does a video where he's basically crying like, I'm about to be homeless. It's like, you're operating on bad information. and it's not like this happened months and months ago. I didn't even bring it up because I don't care. I don't want people to rub it in to these people. They're in hell. Sabo's informational base. He's like, okay, the world's a spinning ball. Israel's America's best friend. Okay, what else do I know for sure? The Statue of Liberty is definitely a woman and not a tranny with a weird, like, Illuminati fucking crown. Okay, we know that all these kids keep shooting up the schools. We know that 19 hijackers just hated our freedom and got box cutters and then broke all the laws of physics to take down buildings in free fall speeds. We know that. We know the Pentagon was, the cornerstone was put in on 9/11, exactly 33 years before 9/11, and a plane went right into it. See, these are the things we know for sure. So how can Owen say that? Because he seemed like he was woke on the liberals, so he must be. And then before you know it, you're fucking homeless. That's why it's like, okay, this is what I know. I know that Israel's our best friend. I know they want only what's best for us. I know the pornos are good for me mentally because it lets me blow off some steam. I know. And then from there, and this is why I don't have anger at these people anymore, because I'm like, oh, you're just operating in Hall of Mirrors world. I feel for you. I hope the best for you. You know, it's like, imagine if your eyes were literally deceiving you. Sabo, the dude who makes those big artsy political billboards? Yes, and that's why I didn't even go after him, because I like his billboards. I like him. He did a post saying that I was a CAA deep state, like, agenda for Hollywood guy, and I was here to make the right look crazy because I was criticizing Jews. Sabo, your current assumption that Israel is America's best friend is not only not true, it's proven to not be true over and over and over and over and over again. So out of his operating system, what he said he believed to be true, and that's why I'm just like, all right, good luck. And then you see him, like, weeping about money, and you're like, well, it's like, if you had said the truth, people like me and Vox, it'd be like, we'd have a game plan for you, we'd have lawyers, we have ungrabbable websites in other countries, like, there's ways out. If Owen is deep state Hollywood, what does that make me? Kyneton? It makes you Florida trash like you've always been. Like, let me see here. About to land this plane. Am I getting too fired up? It's the coffee, guys. I haven't been drinking that much coffee lately because I've been a little under the weather. And so now that I'm a couple cups in, I feel like I can't feel my face. Okay, like, I'll tell you, Jim Bob wants to know, what was the organization you said Tulsi Gabbard worked for? It's called the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR. Pretty gay, pretty grabble, pretty evil stuff. Okay, so, Representative Dan Crenshaw, the American people should know there's a third option when it comes to addressing climate change. It's not the absurd Green New Deal. it's not an inaction. It's innovation, and it'll decrease emissions without sacrificing. So Upstate Federalist just wrote, man, Owen, at Owen Comedy, nailed this guy a year ago. Operating on bad information is really bad. Okay, there is no climate change. There is no global warming. Nothing is affected remotely by car emissions when it comes to the temperature of the air. So when you understand that, you're operating on good information. So you see Representative Dan Crenshaw, the one-eyed weenus, and you see him tricking everyone where it's like, okay, we're gonna ratchet up the stress from the left. We're going to have Ocasio-Cortez talk about car farts and fucking trains to England, which is just so insane. That then in comes the voice of reason, the conservative. And the conservative says, listen, we all know climate change, but we don't want to go with the Green New Deal. I mean, that's just crazy. So what we should go with is taxpayer-funded innovations based on lies. It's like, and people aren't falling for it, guys. We're good. But it's like, it's the same type of people. It's like Sabo would be the type of guy to be like, he went after Dan Crenshaw. Owen Benjamin has lost his mind. And then a year later, you go, wow, he was saving us. Like, when I talk about people ahead of time, and I get all the slack, and I get all the flack, and people are like, I still get emails from people being like, man, I stopped listening to you for 6 months when you went at Crowder, but that guy's fucking insane now. I'm like, you now? They're like, he's not funny anymore, and all he does is promote homosexuality. I'm like, and they're like, I'm going to listen to you again. I'm like, yeah, the reason I go so far ahead of schedule is that you can plan. There's a reason that I have chickens and goats and alpacas and a farm and community right now, because shit isn't going down right now. You got to go way ahead of time. And here's the irony. If you go way ahead of time, things may not even collapse. I would stay out of cities, though. And it's not even about collapse. It's about this, like, Israeli enforce team shit that they're doing. After finding Owen and Quantum of Conscience, this whole political stage is so easy to see through now. Yes. It doesn't mean politics are all fake, necessarily. All media is fake. All. 100% fake. It doesn't mean I don't have hope. See, that's where I have a slight difference between me and Quantum of Conscience. Is like, I have hope Donald Trump is doing good things behind the scenes. Yeah, but he's owned by the Jews. Everyone is. Read the Protocols of Zion, guys. Nothing new here. But there's different factions of power with different front men. Politics is the entertainment division of the military-industrial complex.
effect. Now, within the military-industrial complex, within the government, within all these things, there are people serving interests closer to yours and people serving interests much farther away from yours. It isn't all just bad. These are constructs made by men. There is no, like, government. You can't say, hey, Gary, government. And the government's like, yes. It's people. So that's why I root for Trump, even though I know the whole thing's a fucking scam. But I'm hoping that behind the scenes, they have interests that are better for me than the other side. Oh, it's two wings of the same bird. Yes and no. I mean, what I just described to you with the shell game of like, well, we don't want the Green New Deal, baby. There's always different voices and forces. There's no honor amongst thieves. None. Like, you don't get that. Like, the whole thing of, like, never go against a Jew, never go against a Freemason or something, if you're in these organizations, it's like, the reason they're so intense about that is because things fracture all the time. Always fracturing. So it's like, you don't know. It's never over. Two wings of the same bird. What about the air under the bird's wings? What about the food in the bird's belly? What kind of bird? Come on, let's keep going with this thing. All right. And so that's why things aren't lost. Yes, you're seeing a show. You're seeing a show. But at the same time, there's different actors representing different interests in the political show. And then you have the media. And then you have the banks. And you have, it's not all one thing. Going to walk the dog. Thank you, Owen Epic Stream. Awesome. I'm going to... hey, Kyneton, hold off on releasing the Lemons for a second. We're doing the Lemon song again. It's been too long. Fracturing is the law of Babel. Exact. Hand drawn bearer. Always crushing. When people think things are already over, I understand two wings of the same bird. Mainstream conservatism and mainstream Democrats are the same thing. That being said, mainstream is getting smaller and smaller. Remember, like, the popular kids in high school or middle school or elementary school or whatever, and they'd have their clique. And you know how, like, sometimes, especially even after high school, when you come back from college and after that, their influence and their power just keeps shrinking until it's just, like, two guys at a bar. And in their mind, they're still, like, the cool kids. But it's just two guys at a bar. That can happen with everything. That can happen with the political elite, the bank system. It's all, like, what you do and what you think and how you act. That's so important. Because it's, like, they can just end up being a bunch of LARPy furries in a fucking Holiday Inn. I'm dead serious. If you don't engage with it, and we're doing a great job not doing that. I see it every day. If you don't watch CNN and Fox News and Hollywood and engage your emotions in this lie, you start growing and you start seeing things and you start, you know, all this shit. And then from there, the bird's wings shrink. And I hope Donald Trump is a result of, you know, he's definitely a controlled burn. It's like Ricky Gervais is a controlled burn. That mockery of the Hollywood elite was approved. Yes, yes, yes. Got it. They had to do it because they were losing control. And it still isn't even working. Donald Trump is a control burn. Like they after the Obama and all that, they needed to satisfy the majority white population of America that wanted their guy. He's not following through on a lot of campaign promises. He's obviously owned by some Zionists and all this shit. But they still had to do that. That's good news. Like, they had to feed you something. Like, Ricky Gervais's Golden Globe speech was showing you that they had to. They couldn't just sit up there and talk about cow farts. It wasn't working. These are controlled burns. But they had to burn Weinstein to keep you away from Spielberg, you know? But at least the fire was approaching. And that's great. All right. Morality is the whole fucking war, guys. If you think you've lost, if you think the world's over, it is for you. If not, it's not. You only lose when you agree to losing. Look at me. Do you know how many times I could have just hung it up and been like, I was a great comedian until the Jews fucked me? No, then I'd just be a loser. I just kept building, kept going, and now I'm doing better than a lot of those comedians. Like, look at this. I'll show you some right now. Hang on. Oh, anyway, that's not the right. Like this happens all over the internet. These are things that do if you're a bear. No trolling, but this type of stuff. Like, the key to this is courage. Courage to simply tell the truth without fear. An awesome way to set the scene in 2020. Theo Von, right. Really a neat reminder and lesson. And then someone says, kind of like Owen Benjamin. Theo. You know, the chickens came home to roost, quite literally. See him behind there? So when Theo Von agreed that I was a white supremacist with Candleface Cummings, Whitney Cummings, on a live stream 2.5 years ago, boy, I bet he felt in control. And I root for Theo. He's not evil. He's just lost. But now when people are like, yeah, it's all about telling the truth, remind people about me. Let them know. Say, oh, you mean like your old friend Owen? Someone that, you know, like a dumb goyim, Owen thought that he could trust you. But I'm fine. Do you think Theo's in a good place that he has his little pen? He can't do a fucking grabber mask. You think he can do this? No. Morality's not an absolute anymore, shame. It never was. It's always been a test. Scouse Bear, don't start fantasizing about a past when everyone was moral. It didn't exist. It's time to rebuild. The protocols of Zion worked. It was effective. They got it. It's over. Now we have to rebuild. They got the one world government. They got the new world order. It's in place. It's not working very well, and people are waking up to it. So now what do? We build. We don't trust what people in lab coats say just because they have lab coats. We don't drain our existence with pornos and entertainment. We have a family. We pray to God. We don't let them take away our faith. Theo's a mess. Right. I root for him, but it's like, that's what I'm talking about. I could have quit so easily. It's my friend Theo Von. I went on a cruise with him once with a bunch of comics, but like I went four-wheeling in Mexico with the guy. I know him really well. And to have him be like, oh yeah, Owen, basically saying that I was the mess, that I was a white supremacist in the woods. It's like, I could have quit. I could have said, my career's over. Everybody hates me. No, I wouldn't accept defeat. And now I'm crushing. And Theo is wondering, you know, yeah, we got to commit to the truth and remind these people. Be like Owen. Oh, they have a cult. Don't listen to that. Because you support me and support truth and support our culture and support everything, like, remind these people what the fuck happened. Because it's not about Theo. It's all the other people that are looking at these comments, that are being swayed by the masses. There's a lot of sheep out there. Oh, and you haven't been wearing your lab coat enough recently. I know. We don't fap to tranny porn. No, we don't, Ethernosis. Hear, hear, Big Bear. No, that's important. Because there are people that are swayed by comment sections. Where everyone's like, and most of them are fake anyway, but it's like, oh yeah, that Owen Benjamin sure is a white supremacist because he won't cuck and get on his knees and blow the dick of the devil's lies. No, remind them. Be like, Owen's been there the whole time. Chickens incoming.
Nice.
The chickens have come home to roost. iPhone owners are more of a cult. Yeah, because you support me and each other and an ideal. If you get cucked when someone calls you a cult, then you're a bitch and you should leave. But no, that's what we do. That's like what we're supposed to do. You support each other. But it's like trolling. I don't endorse that at all. Don't go on. Don't just try and disturb someone's vibe because they suck. But correct them. All right. Send Owen a super chat. Thank you, Slap Weasel. How you feeling, by the way? You good? But yeah, he has a great point. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. It's culture, not a cult. That's a good response, Kempo Bear. When someone's like cult, be like culture. Cult-sure. Yes, 2 years ago, the vaccine chats were so annoying. Now people are finally stepping up and are anti-vaxxing. People are finally awake. Right, but support the people that were in the fight the whole time. Because once it becomes cool and easy, it's like a lot of people won't see the pattern so that they don't fall for the fucking trick again and again and again. How's Slab Weasel doing? Wouldn't the mask cancel out the lab coat? No, half the lab coats look like that. Does this mean no mask wedding? Ha, Fiddler Bear knows a lot about real cults. Now that I can agree. Glad to see you in the chat, Slap Weasel. Yeah, I told you Slap Weasel would be back. I'm right about everything. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I know that can be too real for some people. I'll be okay no matter what. Love it, Slap Weasel. Great attitude. Hear ye, says Brandon Macy. All jizz enters wives for the production of future bears only. No spilling the seed. Love it. I got another bun in the oven. The oven? Did someone talk about Auschwitz? Call the ADL. In this cult, you can drink the gravy and you won't die. I love what you guys are up to right now. Supporting someone who supports make your life better is not a cult. I mean, you see the fucking letters I get. This is the... It's so dumb that people are like, I am not in a cult, so what are you going to do? I'm going to put a man's name on my back and go to a fucking football game that costs $1,000 and then drink poison. Okay? All right, I'm going to release the lemons in a second here. Don't worry about it, Kyneton Bear. I bet you're probably busy doing Florida trash things. Oh, unbearablesmerchandise.com if you want to get some stuff. Unauthorized.tv, yada, yada. Is this the right one? One second, ladies and gentlemen. And I say gentlemen loosely, because some of you guys are real a-holes. Yeah. I was pretty fiery today in the chat, or in the stream. This is the wrong one again. Hang on a second. I'm going to exit out so I never make the mistake again. Not it either. It's a bike thief one. Wait a second, ladies and gentlemen. So that isn't it. There's the yellow song. Yeah, if you think that genuine care and just putting your attention towards something positive is cult behavior, congratulations, you live in the upside-down world where you think education is coming from your public school or your bank is trying to save you money. All right, one second. Let me open up my treasure vault so everybody gets a little taste. I like to distribute the rewards. Fresh horses for my men! Fresh horses for my men. All right, here's the song. This is by Sing Along Bear.
Support. It's you, the bear support. is shine for you. The cartoon citrus fruit. The cabbage shine for. It's meaningless, it's true. Lemons and ice cream too. The cabbage shine for you. The cabbage shine. Shine for you, for all the streams you do.
Thank you, Sing Along Bear. Very beautiful. I appreciate that. All right, I got four more minutes. I'm going to keep it exactly to 2 hours. Does anyone have any direct questions that you want me to answer? So, again, subscribe here, dlive.tv/OwenBenjaminComedy, unauthorized.tv, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. I've been kicked off. I was just thinking about it. I've been kicked off Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Patreon, PayPal. That's incredible. I've been kicked off every single platform except for this one and... But we still have a presence on all of them because that's how teams work. Teamwork makes the dream work. Coddington Bear, truly the Bravo's Bravo. At Owen Comedy on Twitter. At Owen Comedy on Instagram. So we always keep the updates. I'll like text him stuff and he'll come up with good stuff. So we're still. And then youtube.com/OwenBenjaminOfficial. I'm not affiliated with it. YouTube, follow Mountain Bear, Owen Benjamin Gravy, Owen Benjamin Bear Cave, Not False Witness Bear, Not False Witness Bear, I think is doing, and then Papa J Bear, which is I'm Not Owen Benjamin V3, like all those places. We're still all these places. They just had to take down, Facebook would never have this. No, I think it shows their weakness. It's not bad at us. Reached out to Oliet. We've been in contact through Dave Weiss, but he's going to do the stream, I believe. Almost like these platforms are owned by the same group of people. Very weak people. Very weak. Isn't voting informed consent since they've shown time after time they never keep up their lies? That's definitely an argument, Homestead Bear. I'm not going to tell people not to vote, though. I think there's too much on the line for that. I don't feel like I'm in a position to say whether you should vote or not. It's your decision. BB, have you watched many of David Hoffman's interviews with boomers? No. Coddington is a legend amongst the Bravos. The Bravos make it happen. Bravos and Deltas make the world go round, even though it doesn't go round. Shit, that's weird. Pretty much Homestead Bear voting is consent. How early can you plant outside over in Western Washington? We already have a ton of seedlings going on inside, but we don't plant outside yet. Owen Benjamin Gravy on YouTube. Yeah, exactly. Have you considered enemas? Dimitri, I don't appreciate that. Oil Bear is putting up a ton of your streams too. Follow Oil Bear, ladies and gentlemen. We're the real outsiders and you're our voice. Love the gravy. Yeah, I speak for you people. It's fun. I take it seriously and I try to do a good job. BB, will you verify me as Steel Sharp and Steel Bear? Welcome, Steel Sharp and Steel Bear. Who turned the chat to 67 seconds? Deltas make the land not rot. I love it. Did you guys like today's stream? Or was it a little intense? I don't know. I know I got intense. I know a lot of people liked it, but some people might have been like, wow, you really just fucking started preaching today. Confirmed. I just opened it up to the outsiders too, because I like to have the chat. The saloon doesn't have a cover charge when I'm not around. Rest in peace, Terry Jones of Monty Python, another comedian who would mock the Jew. I'll take a look into that. What do you mean, you people? Interesting. Does anyone have any direct questions? The Shakespeare Theater is called the Globe. Interesting. Do you compare America to Babylon? Sometimes. Not totally, though.
We need to come up with a name opposite of Goyim. Yeah, bears. We've already been doing that. White jackets are priestly robes. Yes. But here's the thing. Once you figure it out, you have to then move forward. You can't just be like obsessing about figuring out lies. Then what do? You build. You figure out reality for yourself. You have a children. You have children. You're so over the target. The AA guns are melting down. Great stream as always. Well, I mean, RFB is friends with Crow777. I don't care at all. Hang on, I'm going to ban Brimonster. You're banned for life. I needed a good banning today. I was just trying to inform you about the gossip. I don't care. Trying to stir up some drama. I'm not even mad at the Boston guy. I think he's probably living in a world of fucking paranoia. How does membership work regarding the lemons? I don't quite know. I'll say don't vote. That's fine. Clint is a great baby. Do you have any apple trees? I have about 20 apple trees. The stream was delicious. Thank you. Come back to Denver. I'd love to. How is Tubi doing? Great question. Very good. I was with her this morning. My name is also Owen Smith. You know, there's also a black one like us, too. There's a bike thief named Owen Smith. Will your sons be taller than you? Doubt it, but, you know, a bear can wish. Great stream. Your chickens filled out before traffic. Filed out. Yep. They already left. Richie is real, just not having a good time. It's fine. I'm not, guys, I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not against the guy. Don't troll him. It's fine. I'm guessing he's not coming from a place of deceit. I'm guessing he's coming from a place of paranoia. And I hope he finds discernment. You don't need to unfollow him because he talks shit about me. He probably believes it. If he's who I think he is, who I'm thinking of, I think he's like one of these Mandela effect specialists. Those guys are, they don't think the world's real. So go easy on them. It's fine. Miss Bumblefin is doing great. We got slippers for her. That's my duck. Our duck has Bumblefoot, and so we got duck slippers, so now she can walk around really well. This may sound crazy. Have you thought of adding a pig to the family? Yeah, no. I like collecting rent. I think it's the grabber in me. I like milk and eggs. Slaughtering's fine. I think we're going to do I would never slaughter a goat now. I fucking love my goats. But in the spring, we'll do a crop of meat chickens. But I would never want to slaughter any of my chickens. I mean, they're my fucking buddies now. But meat chickens are disgusting, and I love chicken. Like they're designed literally to become really big, really fast, and then they can't even walk. So, but I like to get the healthier ones. I don't like ones that are like that crazy. But like when I know something is here for meat, that's fine. But I typically like milk and eggs and vegetables, and nuts and berries. Bumblefoot is doing better, yeah. Boy or girl, we don't know yet. BB, thanks for all you do. May I please be verified as bears with cuz to feed? Yeah, welcome. What size are the tires on your bike? You get out of here, Bo Bear. Can't go wrong with bacon. I love bacon. We eat bacon all the time. But I have friends who have pigs. I don't like slaughtering animals. And call me a fag all you want. I don't care. I don't. It's not for me. I can do it. I'll do it more with chickens, but I don't like the process. It does give me a sense of sadness. But I eat meat all the time, so I'm not going to criticize people who do it. This is just how I feel. Pigs are good disposal machines. I have friends with enough pigs, they could eat up 3 bodies in a week. And I would be a part of slaughtering them. And if they got the fucking crank thing that cranks it up, I'll shoot the pig. I'll help get the hair off it and put it in the hot water and like make sure you don't cut the bladder and all that. I've done it. I know what it all is. I don't really like it a lot. It doesn't bring me... I like the meat. I don't like fucking slaughtering animals. It's intense. Farmers never name the meat they kill. That's very important. That's why I'm not slaughtering these chickens. I would never slaughter these goats. Like, I really like them. They're like dogs to me now. But like, I'm not against slaughtering animals, but like, I like the setup here. I like just getting a gallon of milk a day and 30 or 40 eggs, and everybody's having a good time. It's a win-win. It's like rental income. We're getting peacocks, yeah. I would slaughter turkey. We're probably going to get a crop of turkeys that we're going to slaughter and give to people for Thanksgiving next year. If you enjoy slaughtering animals even for food, you're a little screwed in the head. Yeah, but yeah, it's not about enjoyment. I'm not drawn to it. Like, I would dread it every time. It's like you really dig into the guts. Like, you have to, I have a lot of respect for people who do it because I eat meat, but like, I don't like, it gives me like a chill. I have the number one goat in the county. Yes. Fact. Proven. I have the ribbons to prove it. Oh, I can slaughter deer, not pets. Yes, yes. I would have, like, animals in the wild, way different. Domesticated animals, you have to keep a complete detachment from them. Like these are meat chickens. Their names are Nuggets, you know, KFC. You can't name them fucking Betsy. It just isn't, like Tubi, Tubi, if Tubi was like real diseased, I would dread having to kill Tubi if Tubi got to the point where she has to. But like, it's really not fun at all. It's fucking brutal. So it is hard to do. Yeah, it is. Unless you have complete detachment, and you know, because some pigs are fucking cool. You know, it's true. Carnivores love gore and blood. Man is not naturally carnivorous. I think man naturally eats meat, like on the hunt, like hunting and stalking wild animals, but raising the animals and then slaughtering them, there's something a little psychotic about it. It's no offense, Ryan. I know you do it all the time, and I appreciate your meat. Owen, why don't you like donkeys? They defend and stomp coyotes and are super friendly. I think they're too small for me to ride, which would... And I've known some friends have had donkeys that aren't very nice and they like kicked them in the dick or something. Oscar Jags would be epic. I know Amy. Listen, Amy's allowed me to really go crazy with some stuff and she put her foot down on that one. I'm thankful for those who can do it. Me too. I really am thankful because I eat the meat. But it's something to definitely do. God gave us dominion over all the creatures of the earth. Right, I know, Kind to Bear, and I watched you kill a sheep once, and you liked it. Your fucking heart rate didn't even go up. But it's not immoral to slaughter animals. I'm letting you know that if you raise chickens, ducks, and goats from the time they're suckling from a bottle or like a little chickie, and you like enjoy hanging with them and feeding them, if you don't have a hard time killing them, I don't want you around my kids. Thank you for making the end of the work enjoyable anytime. You can get it. Opening the chat to everyone at this juncture is good. Yes. We was okay with slaughtering wild birds, but I can't do it to my chickens unless I had to. I've slaughtered 8 chickens, like several. I can do it. It's not the path I enjoy. Chickens are the easiest by far, in my opinion. But I still don't like it. I still, like when you first chop their head off, like the beating of the like of their wings and stuff. It's chilling. There's a chill to it. A farmer is a smart hunter. He had thought, if I grow animals, I don't have to chase them. Right, I know. But then you name them fucking Betsy. The point I'm making is valid. You know, if you have like a shitty animal, like, you know, every now and then we'll have a rooster that's like a dick. And I'll be like, hey, come here. And then we eat it. But if it's just like a loyal laying hen, I don't know. The slaughter makes them taste better. Yeah, if you raise them better, the meat is better. And you never waste meat. I don't waste any meat. Like our family's like, you eat the fucking meat. BB, check out Back to Eden Gardening. I'll check that out. I've heard a lot about it. All right, last minute. My husband's granny used to have to have him go out, wring chicken's neck, and bring him in for dinner. Yeah, again, if you don't have an emotional connect, I don't have an emotional connection. Like the little bike thief chickens here, I'd fuck them up. But it isn't fun. That's why I like eggs. It's gruesome. Cleaning, you know, you nick their bladder and you get piss everywhere and you can't even eat it. And then you just killed something for no fucking reason. Farming is actually harder and more work than hunting to get your food. I agree. I just wanted to let Oregon Bear have his fun. Would you eat your rabbits? Yes. I don't want to. Like, kids will come over and visit, and they'll fucking hang with the rabbits. But yeah, I could slaughter rabbits. Fortunately, we don't need to. I feel for the people working slaughterhouses. Yeah, but they're so detached, they don't care. It's almost like I've chopped down hundreds of trees. It gets to a point sometimes where it does weigh on you a little bit if you see a beautiful tree that you have to cut down. They're living beings. Vegetables are living beings. It's not like there isn't a moral problem with killing animals and eating them. Because you kill life whenever you eat a carrot. You kill the carrot to eat the carrot. There isn't a moral argument for veganism. Sorry, vegans. You kill to eat. Vegetables are living beings. Vegetables are also living. And you kill them all the time. Bacteria is living. You fucking have a bacteria genocide every time you wash your hands. It's not the same thing. Yes, it is. So it's like, but I fucking don't like killing animals. You know, like Red Pill Rooster's girls both died. He's now happier. I think he wants to join the French Legion. But, you know, burning their bodies, that wasn't a good time. I was making skits about him and shit. All right. I have pet bunnies. Could never kill bunnies. They're too cute. You could. If you're hungry, you have hungry kids, you kill the bunnies. You'd fucking wring their neck with your hands. Life feeds on life. Yes, exactly. I mean, listen, I could act like a tough guy and be like, oh, I'll fucking slaughter any animal and eat it. But it's not, I mean, life is needed to sustain life in this realm. Yes, but I don't like it. It does make me fucking feel sad. Couldn't agree with you more, BB. We had too many roosters, had to kill two about a week ago. Yeah, and then you eat it, it's fine. And you can even think parts of it are funny, and I've even shown Walter the cycle of life. But it isn't... It isn't fun. All right. Unauthorized.tv. Subscribe. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. If you want to send some gravel for my battle. I'll kill that fucking thing as soon as we're done streaming. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But seriously, if he stays noisy, I mean... Let's see if he does it one more time. All right. Unbearablesmerchandise.com, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Okay, I'm about to slaughter a chicken.